So if you could speak your name into the microphone.
My name is Ray Bunner.
And tell me a bit about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles.
I joined the 1st Battalion here in Victoria in 1964 out of the Royal Military College in Kingston. And I stayed with the battalion in different roles until I was posted in March 1969.
And did you go on to the Patricias like some of the men after?
Not initially. I stayed Queen's Own until 72 because when I left here, I went to the Combat Arms School in Camp Borden and then moved with the school to Gagetown. So in 1972, when I went to 2 PPCLI in Winnipeg, and I rebadged at that time.
And how have you felt over the last couple of days? Are there people that you've connected to that you haven't seen for a while?
Yes. Although I've been coming over to the reunions here, and I wouldn't mean coming over, I live in Cloverdale on the mainland for the last 4 or 5 years, because of the significance of this celebration, there are people that I have not seen for, in some cases, 40 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how do you feel about the 150th? What's it meant to you to come and...
Well, what it's really meant is the opportunity for people to get together and connect or reconnect. You know, whether it's 150, 160, 170, I think it's really the people who make it. And the significance of 150th is that it has resulted in more people who don't normally come out, coming out. And I think in some cases, they will now start to come out on a more regular basis as opposed to once every 5, once every 10 years. Because I also see in from listening to people and talking to them last night, more and more realizing, whoa, we are getting older, and some of the people we see each year, due to either ill health or death, will not be here, and you miss the opportunity to talk to them, and you feel bad if you do not sort of come and reconnect with people. The other thing I think is important is that for the wives or spouses to connect and meet each other and form friendships. And this happened to us, actually, because when I was in the battalion here, I was single, and I got to know the husbands, and I got to know some of the wives through the officers' mess, but my wife didn't. And it wasn't until we moved to Gagetown that 2 officers I'd served with in Victoria, they and their wives came to Gagetown, and we've maintained that friendship since the early 70s for the last 40 years, and that's really great.
That's what I've heard from the others as well, is the close family bonds between the families, godparents, and, you know.
Yes, well, in fact, the popes, unfortunately, they just left. They're on the way back to the mainland. The popes are the godparents to one of our sons, because our older boy was born in Gagetown, and the popes were there at the same time. Yeah.
So that's been the highlight for you, is connecting to
yes.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to share about your either your past with the Queen's Own Rifles or anything?
Yeah, I have. I was told I had to say this one from a couple of the NCOs I've known for years, and it's a little story that I think I had been a joint. I was. Had a varicose vein operation, and to make a long story short, I ended up in Wainwright, and I was given a platoon of soldiers to command for the winter exercise, for a number of reasons, and it happened to be the band platoon, the Bugles, and it happened to have a lot of Newfoundlanders in it, many of whom are here, living here on the island. Anyway, I got in, and they had been out in the field for a week, and they had in their tent a pile of sardines, because they were needing tins of sardines. That was part of our rations. And the pile must have been about a foot and a half high. Well, by the time I had been with them for 5 days, the pile was gone, and it was me who had eaten them all. But the thing was, some of the tins had large sardines, and some of the tins said small sardines. And the corporal would say, "Sir, that's a tin of large ones." And I'd open it up, a tin of large ones. I said, "Sir, you want a tin of small ones?" "A tin of small ones." So, and open the tin. And I was thinking, how do they know? And it was years later that they said they didn't know. They were fooling me, and it was just luck of the draw. And the last thing, the other thing that with Newfoundlanders and me being, although I'm Scottish, I'm not a fisherman at all, and they kept talking about cod cheeks and cod tongues as being delicacies. And me not knowing, and that I think, oh no, no, they're really pulling my leg. But I found later, no, that's true. So that's my story, is the way that these Newfoundlanders put it over me. And the fact is, they still remember that incident and bring it up every time I come over here.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Okay, you're welcome. And I